your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let your glory come.
Let your glory come.
Follow me.
Follow me.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let your glory come. Let your glory come.
Follow me. Follow us. Let your fire fall. Let your glory come. Come, 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 come. Follow me.
My world is waiting, waiting for fire.
Follow me, follow us.
Creation is aching. They are waiting for impact. So follow us.
Follow me.
Follow us.
Follow
us. Let your fire fall.
Let your fire fall.
Let your glory come.
Let your glory come.
Follow me.
Follow
us. Let your fire fall. Let your glory come. Fall on me. Creation is waiting, waiting for fire. Follow me. Creation is aching, waiting for impact, waiting for impact. Follow me, oh, follow me, follow us. My people are waiting, they are waiting for evidence. Follow me, oh.
Follow me, follow us.
Our nation is waiting for deliverance from the shackles of the enemy. Follow me, follow us,
follow us.
Samson tied those foxes in twos, tail to tail, and lit them up with fire, and sent them into the farms of the Philistines, to the farms of the enemies of God's people. While God's servant was speaking, Mr. Daniel Joe, while we are raising the song about fire, I can't remember, I saw the foxes literally. I literally saw God's servant Samson tying foxes tail to tail. And I heard the Lord say expressly, none shall lack their meat. But hear me carefully. It's beyond just life partner. I literally saw people in their tools being paired up. It's like when he said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work I have proposed for them. something is coming and requires a formation. And so from this meeting, your expectancy must be heightened. You can't do life alone. You can't. This thing that is coming requires a formation. And I hear the Lord expressly say, I'm excited because I can't wait. For many of them, you'll be stumbling into relationships you didn't plan for. I mean, your supposed losses will arrive at a game-changing relationship. Yes, you will need to introduce a new circumstance. Where you are right now will become the reason. When you are sharing your feedback, how did you meet your friend? How did you meet this guy? You say, I was at the coffee shop crying about my last episode. And he was like, can I buy coffee for you? End of story. That's literally what I saw. It's like what happened with Saul. He's on his way to look for his father's lost donkey. He has passed through many towns. He has perambulated Saul. What's interesting is that all the perambulation carefully guides him to 1 o'clock p.m. when the prophet is just coming out of the gate. It's almost like if he didn't perambulate, he would have missed the prophet.
That's right.
In the moment, he says, what is all this fruitless journey? Finally, his servant says, there's a seer in this town. Let's get wine and bread. At least we have some remaining. Let's go and honor him. He goes show us road. They get to the gate and he's asking some ladies around, please, where is the seer? They point at Oga Samuel's compound. He gets to the gate and is asking Oga Samuel, where is the seer? Samuel says, relax. I am the seer. Well, guess what? What brought you here is not the reason why you came. I'm imagining the shock on Saul's face, only to realize that the national prophet, he has just been guided. You know those times they didn't have flyer? They didn't have Facebook. You can be meeting King Saul and not know you are meeting King Saul. Oh yes. They have to try and design and draw and then put it on different districts. If not, they don't know what the princes and the queens, they don't know what they look like. So he's talking to the number one prophet. You understand what I'm saying? The number one. And he does not know. And the number one is saying, relax. Your problem brought it to me. Guess what? He says, yesterday, God told me he's sending you my way. It looks like a lie. Because what they are calling God sent is problem. He explained for me. His problem, he was looking for a lost donkey. God is telling the prophet, I'm sending Saul, the son of Kish. 1 p.m. tomorrow, you anoint him king. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's why I rest, and my only reply for every single thing is hallelujah. I can never carry last. It's not possible. Oh, we can never carry last. So far, say your mouth, they walk.
Yes.
Reply it with hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Yes.
Follow me. Follow me.